And that moves us now to keys to victory, which we want to discuss a little bit. I want to kick it to you to talk about the Canelo keys to victory, but also I'm going to talk a little bit about what I think Triple G needs to do. And I'll start with that. I think the number one thing, and for me, it's been throughout all of these fights, the first fight, the second fight, and now the third fight. And I always was thinking, like, why didn't he invest in the body more? And I'm not quite sure, because, you know, those liver shots, I mean, even when you're talking about just Mexican style, I mean, he would do that before the Canelo fight. And maybe, you know, in terms of not wanting to receive anything in return, I don't know why exactly Triple G never really invested in the body as much. I think he was in single digits in the second fight in terms of connects to the body. But that, to me, is always going to be a key to victory for him. And if he can invest early, then it will pay dividends late. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, that one punch knockout that we had seen, you know, against the Matthew Macklins of the world and all that stuff. But just invest, go downstairs, and, you know, depending on how how Canelo comes out, you know, we saw him come out one way against Dmitry Bivol. You know, we don't know exactly how he's going to come out, but I think regardless of the fact, that's going to be an important key to victory for Triple G. I think the second thing also is working his jab. He's got a really good jab. He can set the tone, set the pace, and really dictate the action. So if you don't want Canelo going to your body, which we've seen now even more so as of late, Triple G does not like it downstairs. And who does? But the thing is, he doesn't have a good poker face. When he gets hit down low, you're like, oh, that hurt him. And, you know, more and more now as you get older, obviously your punch resistance, we've seen it with Luis Ortiz, you know, a lot of guys, as you get older, your punch resistance gets worse. And so it could be detrimental to Triple G to be in there winging shots in a phone booth fight, whereas Canelo may feel more comfortable in that range. And so I think if Triple G is able to really establish the jab like he did versus Murata, because I think after he had his big moments, Triple G, I think Murata came back and was able to hurt him to the body. And what did Triple G do? He really relied on his jab to really get control, reassert dominance in that fight, and then find his spots for his power shot. So I think definitely the jab is a big component, and, you know, is always going to be for Triple G. Like I said, he has a really good jab. And then also, lastly, is the style of the fight, dictating the pace, not allowing Canelo to push him back. And I think that's easier said than done, especially at this point in his career. But in conjunction with the jab, push Canelo back. You know, obviously we've seen Triple G as well does not fight all that well moving backwards. There are some guys that can do both, but for his abilities to really shine, I think he has to come forward. And he's going to have to mix up the angles and not just be on the inside, but, you know, maybe work 2, 3, 4 combinations, move outside, but always try to either circle or come forward, moving backward and allowing Canelo to just get inside on you. And then him being stagnant and staying on maybe the ropes or just staying on the inside. I mean, we even saw moments where Kell Brook was able to land punches. You know, if you're on the inside, Canelo is going to find a spot to land and eventually hurt you. And I think, again, it could be detrimental just because the punch resistance may not be there as much as it once was for Triple G. So I will say those three things for me are keys to victory for him, Gabe.